Bob Young is the chief economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation. I want to talk to you about immediate post-election matters, and we hear frequently about the fiscal cliff that is approaching. So how do you deal with it?
Well, you deal with it by, you know, kind of setting in place what you think the overall parameters ought to be for how you ought to deal with it in terms of spending cuts, in terms of revenue adjustments, and then get to work, down to work of, you know, actually putting those provisions and writing those laws and putting the deal in place. But first thing you got to do, I think, is really kind of cut the deal. And I think we'll probably work on getting that deal cut over the course of the next couple weeks, next few weeks. And, you know, then get down and get to work.
The fiscal cliff is there no matter what, but how did the election change the approach?
Well, I think what it did, you know, there was very much a feeling on some folks' part that the revenue should not have been part of the equation at all, and we're ready to, you know, kind of fall on the sword over that issue. And I think you're beginning to hear some glimmers that, you know, revenue might be part of the package at the end of the day.
Let's talk about the farm economy and how that is and perhaps how that might change in view of the election.
Well, you know, I think the farm economy is, you know, you can hide a lot of things in averages. And on average, the farm economy, I think, by many measures, is doing quite well. But there are absolutely, and you know this well, very well, Tom, there are absolutely parts of the economy that, of the ag economy, they're kind of just hanging on. Certainly the livestock folks, the independent hog producer, for example, that have, you know, faced tremendous increases in feed costs this spring, or this summer, I guess I should say, are, you know, they're not doing well at all. Dairy folks are maybe not doing quite as well either. But, you know, the corn guy, the soybean guy, the row crop guy, they're doing, you know, all right. Probably the best example of that is that when we thought we were going to produce a corn crop of not quite 15 billion bushels early June, the value of that crop came in, it was estimated to be about $63 billion. Now that we're down to, you know, a little less than 11 billion bushels because of price adjustments, the value of that crop, even though it's smaller, is probably closer to $85 billion. So that just tells you something about, again, how the relative merits, I think, of the various sectors within agriculture.
Sometimes these droughts come a couple at a time in 2 years in a row. So what can you tell me when you look into that crystal ball about what might be happening?
Well, I will say we're, you know, unless we get some really good rains this winter, rains and snows this winter, unless we get some really good ground recharge, we're going to be very, very vulnerable going into next spring and next summer. Subsoil moisture is substantially depleted almost throughout the Corn Belt at this point in time, and it's, you know, unless we get some recharge, we're going to be really, really vulnerable.
Because of crop insurance, it seems that the most adversely affected people because of this drought have been livestock producers. So talk about how they're faring.
Well, again, it depends on the, for the most part, they're not faring very well at all. Pork producers, again, those particularly independent pork producers are under quite a bit of stress. They did see the price of their product adjust as corn prices moved up, but they certainly chewed through quite a bit of equity this year. Dairy farmers as well, you know, there was a several-month period of time there where feed costs had already taken off on them, but milk prices hadn't moved up. We have seen milk prices moved up, and the dairy folks are getting by, but it's, you know, it's kind of a just getting by mode. It's not a, you know, we're doing really well. And as we move out into next year as well, you're just not seeing, again, those milk prices are, you know, kind of holding their own, but they're not moving up. And so they're going to be continuing to kind of hold their own for some months out in front.
And so what's the general outlook on the general economy?
Well, I think the general economy outlook really depends on what we do politically here over the course of the next few weeks. If we can get a deal put together and avoid the cliff, talk about raising the debt limit, and do so in a way that the rest of the world looks at us and says, we know what we're doing and we've, you know, got control of the situation, we're ready to lead and move forward. You know, then I think the general economy does reasonably well. If we go through this again and just, you know, beat the bejesus out of each other and down to the wire, and the Treasury has to do all kinds of stuff to kind of avoid debt limit problems, you know, then the rest of the world is going to look at that. We're going to talk about further downgrades. and the economy just going to continue to kind of muddle along.